We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Thank you for tuning in to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WDBN. I'm Randy Bushover. The program highlights local businesses and services in the region. And if there's a local business or service you'd like to hear from, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. Joined by Barb Hughes, travel sales consultant with the AAA of Western and Central New York. And Barb, you were just mentioning it's been a few years that you've actually been involved in this role. So let's start there. How many years for you?
So I've been with AAA a little over 38 years now.
That is very impressive. And the actual role pretty much sounds like it's self-explanatory, but why don't you explain it to us?
So, and it's evolved, honestly, you know, like every career that we've seen, right? Changes have had with technology and people's interests and the types of travel that they would like to pursue. But certainly for me, my area of specialization has been in group travel. So I have always been in an area of orchestrating groups of 20 or more that either were going on a motor coach tour, they maybe were going on a domestic bus tour or international cruises, and you know, so any kind of travel that essentially had 20 or more passengers. And I was fortunate enough to start working with several groups that had a connection. So years ago we handled cruises with the Buffalo Bills. We have had trips with, of course, now with Sandy and Danny with WBEN Radio, and we just are completing our 10th trip with Sandy and Danny. So, you know, these trips are more than just vacations, right? You know, they're experiences for people that have a common interest. They come from our community. The itineraries are typically built where they have some unique experiences, maybe that they couldn't do on their own, and also gives them a little free time to kind of go off and explore as well. So it's not restrictive that every minute is orchestrated down to, you know, so they feel this, you know, they get home and they're like, oh, I need a vacation kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, so. And that's what I was going to ask you, and you touched on it a little bit there, the differences between then and now. Has it always been, first of all, a mix of domestic and international trips, or has that kind of teetered one way or the other now?
I would say for me in my career, I am doing much more international. When I started, I worked in the motor coach division, so I was doing a lot of domestic. It was pretty much most of my portfolio. But back then, too, travel agencies used to issue airline tickets. You know, that was before the time, I'm really dating myself, aren't I, you know, you couldn't go online and purchase an airline ticket. Now I do very little of that, honestly, because that is a convenience that people can go and do on their own. And so many people will say, well, why do we need travel consultants now? Well, I think they need us more now than ever, because first of all, you know, you go onto the internet and you see you have an abundance of things. You're not sure what the sources are. And when things happen, you want to be able to pick up the phone and say, you know, Barbara, I need assistance with this. Can you give me some guidance as to, you know, what may be the best decision in this situation, per se? Plus, with 38 years, and many of us have this at AAA, that's our organization is so rich with people that have traveled, have been in the industry, understand working with airlines, tour companies, cruise lines, have relationships, that's what we bring. And I think people see real value in that. And saves people a lot of time, too. I mean, if you've ever tried to plan travel on your own on the computer, it's not the easiest thing to do, right?
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. Also, are you seeing the Caribbean still a hot destination? Are we seeing more like European and even Asian trips now?
Oh, well, Caribbean certainly is something. And, of course, there's many flights and opportunities and plethora of ships and things that are there. A lot of all-inclusive destinations. People love to just like go away and spend, you know, a week or two during our winter months to get away to an all-inclusive resort where they can relax, be pampered, kind of rejuvenate, refresh. But international, you know, that's a whole, you know, the world with the flights and accessibility, you know, really it's grown, I think, even more so now. I mean, even just the idea of your cell phone, right? Think about when you flew or went internationally 25 years ago. We said, you know, the phone fit in a suitcase. Now it fits in your pocket, right? So, and you can stay connected at all times. So you can be anywhere, get on the internet, whatever, and be still connected to home, which I think is a real maybe advantage, disadvantage sometimes, you don't know. But certainly, those are the things. But again, you know, my area of specialization is I customize tour programs for people. So when I have a trip that I'm taking out to Poland in May, that's all custom built, you know, so it's all experiences that I've orchestrated into the itinerary that I know my guests will enjoy. So it's kind of the way that I work.
Talking with the AAA of Western and Central New York travel sales consultant, Barb Hughes. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. And let's get to it. You talked about one of the upcoming trips. The specific one with Sandy and Danny coming up is when and going to where?
So the next trip we have is, actually the next two trips we have are with Viking. So one's on the Viking River ship and one's on the Viking Ocean. So I'll talk a little bit about the differences and the destinations that we're traveling. And Sandy has just really enjoyed being on Viking for a lot of reasons. First of all, the ships are smaller, the level of service. You know, the other thing I didn't mention earlier is that people are looking for immersive experiences when they go to destinations. Right? So they want to have authentic visits with families, maybe go to restaurants that are off the beaten path, really get an idea of the cultural experience. And Viking delivers that, both from a perspective of they include excursions, one excursion in every port when you visit. So, you know, you're going off that automatically. So again, there's not all this stuff, you know, I got to pay extra for this, extra for that. It's all included. And then on board the ship too. So they have various lectures, food presentations, the menus are built around the regional cuisine. So those are all things. And just again, the ratio of staff and the attention to detail to the guest is unmatched. So the first trip we have is to Russia, actually. It's June 24th through July 5th, and that's on the Viking River cruises. And interestingly enough, Viking is just 20 years, a little over 20 years this company's been in existence, and their first registration of business was in Russia. So they started, their roots are in Russia, and this is a destination I think, again, people might be a little, you know, like, I'm not sure, you know, that may not be a destination, but the whole trip is on the ship. So they have the comfort and security and safety of the ship. Their trips are orchestrated off. There's a little bit of free time, but they travel from St. Petersburg to Moscow. And the interesting part is that they have overnight stays in both of those cities. So you can actually get off the ship and see all the attractions and things that people, the Hermitage, you know, things like that, that they want to get to. So that's the first trip, and that ship's a little over 90 passengers on board. So it's just a nice, intimate group. And we're doing well with this. Again, every trip that Sandy and Danny have traveled on has been very successful. And part of that is because we have so many repeat people. People that have sailed or traveled with them previously now are traveling with them again.
So they're actually kind of part of the onboard ship entertainment.
Right? I've heard that a few occasions when I've not been with them. I've had some stories. I think they probably can write a book after this.
No doubt.
The second trip is Alaska. And this is one destination that I love. I've been several times. It's August 14th to the 24th. And this trip is on the Viking Ocean. So these are larger ships, a little over 900 in capacity. But again, deliver the same kind of service that Viking brought to the market when they introduced their small river ships. So they just kind of transported that to the ocean liners, a little over 5 years that they've been in this market. And they've won awards every year from the first year starting. Viking Ocean has been out there with award-winning service, again, food, you know, the design of the ship. The interiors of their ships are much more of a Scandinavian, very serene decor, which, again, puts people in a special place. Again, you know, they're coming on board for relaxation. And The other thing I wanted to mention, too, also about the ships, being that they're smaller, for anyone, you know, if they have a little bit more mobility difficulty or things like that, they actually have excursions that are separated for those that maybe need a little more time or things getting on and off the ship, so that people can still travel and be able to get out there if, you know, as things are changing in their own lives.
And if for some unknown reason a person decides they don't want to do the overnight part that you were talking about, ship still has the accommodations for them then?
Yeah, so they're on the ship the whole time. The ship stays in the port. And then what they do is they can get on and off as much as they would like.
Oh, I misunderstood. Okay, yeah. So overnight stay on the ship, and then you can go back the next day. Gotcha.
Exactly, okay. Yeah. So the ship is their hotel for the entire duration of the trip, which makes it so much easier for people if they don't want to pack, unpack, and kind of this idea that you're spending time going from hotels to airports and all that kind of stuff. That time now is spent in your destination. And Alaska's the same thing. You know, you're traveling that trip on the Viking Ocean in August. We're traveling north to south, so it's a southbound sailing. So we're starting up in Seward, which we would fly into Anchorage, and the trip ends in Vancouver. So they get the full coastal area and all the ports that you would want to see along. And it's a trip even for people that have been to Alaska before and want to go back.
Sure. Well, because the scenery necessarily is always going to change with the movement of the glaciers
new ports.
There.
Mm-hmm. Right. And some of the itineraries maybe don't include, because this is a longer journey, it includes ports that maybe aren't on every sailing normally that go on a 7-day rotation. So.
Another thing I wanted to ask you, you talked about the immersive experience, so the cuisine, and in particular, I'm noting the Russia trip coming
mm-hmm,
up.
Mm-hmm.
What about the language barrier? You still have to, at some point, I would guess, run into some natives and have to maybe have a little haggling over maybe some merchandise?
So when they're on these tours and going out with the with Viking and going out and exploring, they have bilingual guides with them. Okay, so everything aboard the ship is English. English is the first and only language that is spoken on the ships, and they market specifically to English-speaking countries. So it's not necessarily all Americans on board. You actually are going to meet people from England, from, you know, maybe South Africa, wherever you may be, but it's English is the language that's spoken. Now, many of the crew are from all over the world, and they probably have four languages that they speak. And so certainly they're there to assist, and all of the guiding is, of course, done and can assist that. Certainly, the good news is traveling all over the world, you know, you run into people that do speak English or have English as a second language.
Something else that struck me that you mentioned earlier and I wanted to bring back up, the common interests of the people that you mm-hmm. put together for these groups. That must also help you even more tailor that experience for them, right?
Yes. So they have an affinity, right? They have an affinity to each other. Their interests are similar. So it makes for a real cohesive experience. And more than that, I can honestly say over my career, so many friendships have been built on these trips. We're not only after, when we come back, are they traveling with us? They're traveling with each other to other places. They're meeting each other for dinner. So that all happens as well. And it's this kind of organic relationships that are lasting, again, because they have a similar type of mindset about things. And that's the same thing with Sandy and Danny, their listeners. They really enjoy being with Sandy, and I think he's mentioned more than not that he's built some terrific friendships with people that have been on his trips with him.
Very nice. And we can't let you go before we have you put out the phone number where people can get more information.
So we have a dedicated reservation team that can take the calls at 1-844-688-7477.
And I already know this from previous experience, repetition being the key. I'll throw that out one more time. 1-844-688-7477. Anything else in closing moments?
Well, I think, you know, the one thing I wanted to mention is there are benefits to making your reservations with AAA. Certainly, we want to want people to be members of AAA, but it is not a requirement to book your travel with AAA. But I think once people start working with us and see the benefits of their membership, we have rewards programs. They also get additional discounts. And because this trip is booked through AAA with Sandy, his travelers are going to get those benefits, so they get the pricing discounts, extra shipboard credits. Numerous, not only on these, but on other services that we can provide. So we're the experts. come and talk to AAA.
Very good. Barb, appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Barb Hughes, travel sales consultant with the AAA of Western and Central New York. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.